So today's shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Chaim Eliyahu Ben Reb Binyamin, the father-in-law of our dear friend Reb Mechuel Berenblut, one of our steady participants in the shir. Right now he's in Chutz Laretz, but today's shir is dedicated to his father-in-law Reb Chaim Eliyahu Ben Reb Binyamin. Shenuach b'sholom ha'mishkove, should be a melech yosef for the entire family. I also dedicated the shir to Rafua Shalema for Lilian Bas Tikva, who is presently in the ICU, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send her a Rafua Shalema min ha'shamayim l'ramach evareya v'shesa ideya. So in this week's parasha, Parashas B'Shalach, we learn about the man. The man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each and every day to Klal Yisrael, v'hoyu b'yoyim ha'shishi v'hechinu esar sh'yaviyu. And this pasuk seems to indicate two different precepts, two different mitzvahs, two different inyonim. One is an iser, a prohibition, hachone d'rabe. As we learn in the very first sugya mesechet beitza, beitza shenal de v'shabes, asura b'yamtev, and Ein Shabbos Mechen Lachol, Ein Yom Tov Mechen Lachol, what Chazal define as Hachone D'Rabbe. But it probably also indicates the mitzvah of Hachone, that we are to take care and prepare all our needs on Erev Shabbos. We should be able to rest on Shabbos, and that is the Pashtus, the Poshet Pshat of the Hechinu, Es Asher Yaviyu, V'hoyu Mishnah Lashir Ketu Yoim Yoim. We do find in Masechet Shabbos, and once again in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, that Gedoyla Meruim toiled themselves physically to prepare some of the food that they ate on Shabbos. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef, as Chazal, give different examples. But in that sugya, all the Rishonim interpret the concept as Kavod Shabbos. That is a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah, Kavod Shabbos. And they do not base that minag on the posuk ve'echinu es asher yoviu. What I want to discuss today is to what extent is a person responsible to be proactive erev Shabbos and do whatever needs to be done to prevent the malacha on Shabbos letzorech pikuach nefesh. Do we say, Ein lechol mitzvah se'lo makoyimam v'shatom? And tomorrow, if need be, if there will be a need to engage in a solus nefeshes, that would be a heter. Does a person need to be proactive erev Shabbos and try to prevent a need to be mechal Shabbos tomorrow, letzorech pikuach nefesh? And this shala is asked in many different versions and variations, but the most common one is, a yoledes approaching week 38 or 39 or 40, when childbirth is expected shortly, does she need to leave her home and move closer to the hospital to prevent a need to drive to the hospital on Erev Shabbos? So many rabbonim paskin that she should, and I wrote about this in Minchas Osher Shalas Hatshuvos Chelek Aleph Simen Chof Hey. But that is only one variation of this shaila. To what need do we need to prepare Erev Shabbos to prevent a pikuach nefesh situation which will necessitate chilul Shabbos letzorech pikuach nefesh? Hamek shaila. The Netziv in his great perush, great commentary on the she'iltas, she'ilta number one, the very first she'ilta of the she'iltas deals with Shabbos, even though mitzvah shmirah Shabbos we only received in Moro, and the first mention of halachas of Shabbos is in Parshas B'Shalach. But in Parshas Bereishis, we already find v'yechilu Hashemayim v'oretz v'chol tzavohem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh Yom Shabbos. So the very first sugya in She'iltas that Rav Chai go in the Shmirah Shabbos, and the She'iltas makes an argument. She'ilta Aleph. Once again, She'ilta Kuf Samech Tes. Once again, in Hamik Dovar, that's the perish of the Shiltas on Chamishichim Shetoyra, in Parshas Veschanim by the Seres Adirvis, and the Posek, Shomer Es Yoyim HaShabbos Lekachoy. And the Shiltas argues, Shomer Es Yoyim HaShabbos Lekachoy means that you need to do an Erev Shabbos. Whatever has to be done, you should be able to preserve Shabbos and not to violate Shabbos because of a pikuach nefesh situation. And that is a very novel interpretation of the mitzvah shomeres yom Shabbos lekatcha. Lefi pshutam shel dvorim, shomeres yom Shabbos lekatcha is a mitzvah aseh and lametas malochas. Lametas malochas are also balota aseh, lo yisase kol malocho, and shomer is a mitzvah aseh, which is on the same lametas malochas, but the shilta's argues no. Shomeres yom Shabbos lekatcha, just like zohores yom Shabbos lekatcha, which is beknisas Shabbos, erev Shabbos, you need to do everything that has to be done to prevent and avoid Chilul Shabbos letzorech pikuach nefesh. Now the Mogen Avraham deals with the question of a Yoledes. And the Mogen Avraham writes in the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed. Shin Lamed is the halachas of Yoledes and Shabbos. And Asif Kotn Aleph, the beginning of Shin Lamed, the Mogen Avraham says that a Yoledes has to prepare Erev Shabbos whatever needs preparation to prevent and avoid Chilul Shabbos tomorrow, when she will need to be taken care of b'shas later. Interesting, when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mogen Avraham, he slightly deviates from the lashon of the Mogen Avraham and he writes, min hara'ui sheyoledes tachin, and prepare everything she needs. And the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate it's not a chiyuv, it's not a locha b'suka, min hara'ui. And the Ocha Shulchan goes even to a greater extent, and as Siv Gimel Ocha Shulchan in Siman Shin Lamed, the Ocha Shulchan writes, Chasidim v'yanshe ma'ase nahagu, to prepare Erev Shabbos, everything, if the later will occur in Shabbos, there should be no need to be machal Shabbos. So it's interesting, when the Mogen Avraham writes a lashon that seems to indicate that is Ikar Adin, an Aloha Psuka. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mogen Avraham Min Hara'ui, and the Ocha Shulchan writes that is the meaning of Chasidim v'yanshe ma'ase. So my feeling is, the source of this aloha is in Sefer Chasidim. Tov, Nun, Hey. And the Sefer Chasidim deals with preparing hot water, because once hot water was essential, also for the Yoledes and also for the baby. So the Sefer Chasidim is the source that a Yoledes, when the later, the birth is near, close, should prepare hot water. And Sefer Chasidim, as we know, was not one of the accepted poiskim. It's a Yehuda Chosid, who was one of the Rishonei Chasidei Ashkenaz, known as a great tzaddik. So Sefer Chasidim is quoted by poiskim, by Sifra Halacha, but essentially, by its very nature, it's not a Sefer in Halacha, but more a Sefer of Zgulis and Soides HaTorah and Kabbalah and Kabbalahs. Just like Sefer Yehuda Chosid. And therefore, I think that the later poskim assumed that this is not aloha psuke. If it would be aloha psuke, it should be in the Rambam and the Ramban, in the Rashbo, or in one of the early great poskim. Aloha, whose only source is in Sefer Chasidim, we could assume that it's more Midas Chasidis than aloha psuke. And therefore, my psak, as I wrote in Minchas Osher Chelek Aleph Simachof Hei, that a Yeledes doesn't have to leave her house and rent a place close to the hospital. And one of the Rabbonim Paskin, okay, she doesn't need to spend money, she doesn't need to rent a place, but if she has family, then she should move in with family. Sometimes moving in with family, especially if you already have 8 or 9 or 10 kids, is not very pleasant to impose on family to have you. So I think whether it's an excessive expense or a tercha, there is no chiyuv whatsoever. We're dealing with the Midas Chasidus, and there's a difference between warming a pot of hot water Erev Shabbos, which is that is what the Sefer Chasidim deals with, or leaving your home and moving in with others, which really is a Terechiyah Seder. So one could say your Yoledes are different because Yoledes is only a Sofik. It's not a Vadai. But in a case in which, by the course of events, there will be a vaday need to be machal Shabbos Tzorech Pikuach Nefesh. In that case, would it be a chiyuv? Would it be a chiyuv to prepare Erev Shabbos to prevent and avoid Chilul Shabbos tomorrow Tzorech Pikuach Nefesh? Tshuvas Chasam Sofi Yoredeis Min Shin Lamed Ches is an interesting tshuva dealing with the question, could a doctor treat patients a kohen, and sometimes he will need to authorize the passing of a patient. Because 200 years ago, in most decent European societies as today, we need a doctor to verify that a person passed away, and only then will the Chevra Kedisha step in and they will deal with the Kvura and with all his other inyonim of Kveda Meis. So as long as the Kohen doctor is dealing with the ill, that is a mitzvah. But if he knows that he will have to verify the demise of people, and in that case he will expose himself to Tumas Meis, which is a prohibition for a Kohen, is he allowed to be a doctor? Today, this question is far more relevant because to be a doctor, you need to study anatomy and you need to take care of bodies, of cadavers. And that is a far more difficult question than once in a while you would have to check a person to determine whether he passed away or not. But the Chasam Sofer says, well, if he starts dealing with that patient and treating him before he passed away, then he is oisik in pikuach nefesh. But on the other hand, pikuach nefesh is a bidieved situation. But why would a doctor lachatchila go into a profession in which he knows he will have to expose himself to Tumas Meis? And even though maybe at that time there could be a heter of pikuach nefesh, but why get into it? And the Chasam Sofer writes, kived derech agav, isn't it a milsa de pshita, that a person has to do everything out of Shabbos to prevent chilul Shabbos based on pikuach nefesh? So if you need to be proactive and bekum va'asei, prepare everything out of Shabbos to prevent chilul Shabbos b'derech heter l'tzorech pikuach nefesh, wouldn't that prohibit a kohen of l'chatchila becoming a doctor, knowing that you will have to expose yourself to Tumas Kohanim, even though at that time it might be Pikuach Nefesh? So the Chasam Sofer takes it for granted, as a Milsa de Pshita, that you do need to do everything Erev Shabbos to prevent a situation of Chil Shabbos Atzorech Pikuach Nefesh. The Chasam Sofer doesn't write what the source would be, but it is to him a Milsa de Pshita. We find the same in Mishneh Berura Shaar Tzion, Siman Shin Mem Dalet, Siv Koton Tes Shaar Tzion. Shimem Dalet, as probably some of you remember, is the din of Ha'olech Bamidbor, Ve'einu Yodeya, which day is Shabbos. So the halacha is, if he does remember the day he embarked on the journey, then that day he could assume was not Shabbos. So on that day, he could be Mechal Shabbos. But all the other days, he needs to observe Shabbos. I was Mesupik once. There are five people that met in the middle of the desert. They didn't embark together, but they just happened to rendezvous in the middle of the desert, and they converse one with the other. One says, I left my home yesterday. The other says, I left my home a day before yesterday. And the other says, I left my home 3 days before yesterday. So what do they do? Is everyone permitted to do all the malochas on the day he left home because he knows that wasn't Shabbos, but his friends are just as frum as he is, and maybe frumer? So could each and every one of them rely on the day his friends left home? And if there is one day in which nobody left home, they could assume that day is Shabbos. And that is why it's only six of us. We didn't find another guy in the middle of the desert because the other day was Shabbos. So why would there be a difference? He relies on his day and he can't rely on his friend's day. So I presented an extreme scenario. But if there are two people met in the middle of the desert, and one left 4 days ago, one left 5 days ago. So don't have that. They have those 2 days in which they can do everything that needs to be done. L'chayri, yes. So the Mishnah Berura brings, in the name of many poiskim, so Chazal say, every day he could do kedei chayav, but not more than kedei chayav. Every day he could do a malacha, he could walk as much as he can, and he doesn't have to observe tchumin, because it is our primary objective to get him out of the desert and back home. He should be able to keep Shabbos in its fullest. But other malachis he does only kedei chayev, and the poskim say, on that day he remembers that he left his home, and we assume that day is not Shabbos. If he could prepare on that day, cook all the food he needs, bake all the bread he needs on that day in which he is entitled to do malachas. If he can, if it's possible, he should use that day to perform all the malachas and prepare everything he needs for the entire six coming days. Because it's a desert and it might be summer, then maybe he can't prepare as much food as he would wish. But the poskim do say, on that day, he needs to do whatever could be done to enable him to keep Shabbos in its entirety on the other days. And the Shartzi in the Mishneh Berurah brings this as a source regarding soldiers in the Russian army and the Polish army. As we know, in those days, one of the greatest problems confronting East European Jewry was the draft. And young Jewish boys were drafted to the Russian army, to some other European armies, and it was very difficult there to observe any mitzvahs. And the Mishneh Berurah actually wrote an entire sefer, a small sefer named the Machne Yisrael, dedicated to young Jewish boys in Tzivot Nechar. And, you know, many of us complain about what's happening in the army here. But I think those young Jewish boys drafted to the Russian army in Golis would very much prefer to have the conditions that they would have here. So the Mishneh Berurah says, from this halacha in Shin Mem Daled, Mishneh Mahalach B'Midbar, we could learn that a young soldier in the Russian army needs to do everything he can Erev Shabbos, as much as he can, to prevent Chil Shabbos tomorrow. And if, according to the rules and regulations, he needs to do any work on Shabbos which involves Chil Shabbos, and he can do that Erev Shabbos, he is mechuyev to do so. So the Mishneh Berurah, from his source, Shimon Dalad, the Chsam Sofer and Simon Shilam and Chesn Yerdeya, they write with total pashtus that it is a halacha pshuta that one is supposed to do everything he can Erev Shabbos to prevent Chil Shabbos tomorrow. But as I mentioned before, neither the Chsam Sofer nor the Mishneh Berurah doesn't base this simple halachic assumption on any posuk, or the Mishneh Berurah has somewhat of a raya from the poskim in Simon Shin Mem Daled. But what is the origin and what is the logic of this halacha? So the Netziv does write, that is the posuk Shomer Yom Shabbos L'Katzar. But none of the early commentators, definitely not in Shas and Bavli and Yerushalmi, or in any of the earlier Rishonim and Poskim, we do not find that interpretation. L'chor Shomer Shabbos L'Katzar means only Shmira Masiyas Malacha. It's not dealing with Erev Shabbos. So my opinion is, it's a Svara Pshuta. We don't need a Posek to learn this. It's Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah is we should observe Shabbos in its fullest. And regardless whether Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is Zutra or Dechuyo. So last week we had the Yarchi Kala from the Aguda in Eretz Yisrael, and I gave some shiurim and I spoke at length about the question whether Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is Zutra or Dechuyo. And I argued there's not really that much of a nafka min al halacha. So the Moshe, Igris Moshe, was asked from doctor, works in a hospital, and he could take a day off, but another Jewish doctor who is not from will have to fill in for him. Should he do that or not? And Rav Moshe says it depends whether Shabbos is Hutro or Dechuyo. If it's Hutro, no, don't do it, because when you're going to work on Shabbos and you do malachas, l'tzorich pikuach nefesh, it doesn't have any shemitz aveda at all. So it's preferable that you do it and not another Jew that will be Mechal Shabbos. But if it's Dechuyo, then leave it to others. And I argue, whether it's Hutro or Dechuyo, but keeping Shabbos is definitely better. So you're Mechal Shabbos, L'tzorich Pikuach Nefesh. It's a mitzvah. But you could perform that same mitzvah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever, without having any need to be Mechal Shabbos. So whether it's Sutra or Dechuyo, but it still doesn't compare to Shmiras Shabbos. And therefore, I think it's Rotzen HaTorah that people should avoid Chilul Shabbos even Letzorech Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos. But just like we find regarding Esedei Chaloi Sese, Im Efshal Lakayim Shnayim Ein Esedei Chaloi Sese, because if you could get out of it, then Esa wouldn't be Doicha Lois Esa. I think it's a simple svara. If you could prevent Chilul Shabbos, even in the context of Pikuach Nefesh, that is preferable. So in Minchas Osho Psochim Simen Hei, as well as in Minchas Osho Devorim Simen Nun Aleph, I dealt with a basic chiyuv of preparing all that is needed to perform a mitzvah b'mo'ada. And I think I actually spoke about the sugya ba'aso kedisha hadein a few months ago, but I won't remember which week. Maybe some of you will remember. If a person didn't build a sukkah net of sukkahs, he didn't buy a lulav, he didn't bake matzahs, and then comes Leil HaSeder, Leil Aleph the sukkahs, and he says, Kama chaval, I would so much want to have a sukkah, but I don't have one. I would so much love to eat matzahs, but I didn't prepare matzah. Is he defined as a mevatel mitzvah to say? And I brought from the Tzlach and the Chazon Ish and some other gedolim that say yes. If you didn't prepare, and you knew that this is what you need to perform the mitzvahs, and you didn't prepare on time, then that's a bittel mitzvah to say. And I said, no, you cannot be mevatel a mitzvah before you could be mekayim that mitzvah. Habitul vakiyum are two sides of the same coin. So what is the chiyuv to prepare? To build a sukkah and to bake matzahs and to buy a lulav, where does that chiyuv come from? And I say it's Ratzon Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, and he expects us to cherish those mitzvahs and to love them and to do everything within our power, then when time comes, we should be able to perform those mitzvahs. But that is not defined as a bitul mitzvah to say, because if, say, Sakei Chovim, Beleil HaSeder, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks into his heart and he's a Baal Tshuva and he really would like to eat matzahs if he would only have them, then it's not a mevatel mitzvah to say. He will be punished because he wasn't mekayim rotzen HaTorah. Did I say this shiur here? I think so a few months ago. I said, oh, I'm very inspired that you remember the details. I said, maybe we could find two sources in the Torah, two psukim. One in a negative and a positive context, and the other in a positive one. So maybe these psukim are machayvas not only to perform the mitzvahs at the proper time, but also lahokim is divrei haTorah. Boruch hashiyokim, oror asher lo yokim. I also said there are general mitzvahs. V'rimadetem oisam, ushmartem lasoisam. Ushmartem lasoisam is not one of the Taryag. It's not on the list of the Taryag, because both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that in Torah Hashem there are general mitzvahs which just come to reinforce all the specific ones. Ulamadetam oisam ushmartam lasoisam is an additional mitzvah. Be cautious and be careful and see to it and be diligent. You should be able to perform all the Taryag mitzvahs. So maybe Be'erev toichlo matzahs, a person can be mevatel, only be'erev. B'sukkahs teis v'shuvas yomim, a person can be mevatel, only shuvas yomim. Not 8 days, not erev sukkahs. But the general mitzvah, ushemartem la'asoysam, maybe is a source that even before the time of the mitzvah comes, ushemartem la'asoysam, you need to see to it and do everything within your power. Then when the proper time comes, you should have everything needed to perform the mitzvahs. We do not even have to go to the extreme and say ushmartem is a lotion of tzipio, like we find of shomar asadover by the chalomis of Yosef. Even without this emphasis and this dogish that maybe ushmartem is a lotion tzipia. Pashtus Advorim, Shmartam Nasoisim is a general mitzvah that you need to be diligent and see to it that you'd be able to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. But those are valid arguments. But I think basically it's Rotzon Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs and he wants us to perform them. And you kind of just open your eyes after the Shkia, Balela Seder, and say, let's go look for matzahs, let's go look for a sukkah. No, that is not Rotzon Hashem. Rotzon Hashem is. So that is my feeling that I wrote in those two sources, and I feel the same as not only in preparing mitzvahs asay, but also in preparing everything needed to prevent an aveira and a lo ta'aseh. Even if when time comes, it'll be pikuach nefesh, but nevertheless, there still is a mitzvah to do everything needed to prevent chilul Shabbos, even in a pikuach nefesh scenario. Now, Ezer Mekodesh, the Bechot Sherov, an Evan Ezer, Hilchas Ksuba, Simen Ayin, Siv Gimel, is Mesupik, person that doesn't have the means to buy Tzorchei Mitzvah. Is he mechuyev to go out and work, take an additional job, to have the money, to have the resources, he should be able to perform mitzvahs. In Hilchas Gvias Choyv, the halacha says if a person has debt, we cannot impose on him to take a job to pay that debt. He has to pay from the money he has. But if he's unemployed, we cannot impose on him to take a job to pay debt. In the modern world, you won't get an unemployment check if you refuse to take a job. That is reasonable. If you want tzedakah, if you want to be supported, it's not fair to be a burden on the community if you could have a job and you don't take it. But we're dealing with another question. Not is he entitled to receive support of the community, but could we impose on him and force him to take a job to pay debt? And the halacha is no. How about other mitzvahs? So the Bechot Sherov is Mesupik and the Chazon Ish, Bava Kama, Simachov Gemalois, Chav Ches says, definitely is Mechuyev. Is that the same idea as building a sukkah or baking matzahs? No, this is stage one. This is not when you have the means. You just need to do the tercha, build a sukkah, bake matzahs, buy a lulav. We're dealing with a case in which he doesn't have the means to buy a lulav or build a sukkah or buy matzahs. Does he have to go out and work and take an additional job? He should have enough money to buy, or would we say, no, he's an oinus? And the Chazon Ish says, no, he is mechuyev. So I think the basic understanding and the logic of the Chazon Ish, lo tehei kohenis kepundakis. So minig ha'olam is, if you don't have enough food, if you don't have enough money for yourself, for your family, for food, for drinks, for entertainment, to have fun, then you go out and work. So just to pay loans and pay debt to others, you refuse to work? That's not right. That's not fair. If you would do it for yourself, why wouldn't you do it for others? And why wouldn't you do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why wouldn't you do it? If you do it for Olam Hazeh, you do it for Chai Shoh, aren't you mechuyev to do the same for Chai Olam, to perform your mitzvahs? And that is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. But we are dealing with a situation in which tomorrow the malacha will be a heter for pikuach nefesh. So do we still have to make an effort today to prevent a malacha letzorech pikuach nefesh? Shabbos Yutesu Medalef, we have it in Ein Mafligim B'Sven and Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos. And there are several different Perushim that are showing him. Why not? According to the Rambam and the Rif, it is based on Oinik Shabbos. First 2-3 days in a ship, people have, probably has a fancier name today, but seasickness. They don't feel well, and they have nausea and vomiting. So Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos, Ein Mafligim B'Sven, because that goes against Oinik Shabbos. Chazal want you to be comfortable and happy on Shabbos, and not miserable. But the Bala Mora says, on a boat, on a ship, sometimes there's a need to perform malachas to prevent sakona. And that is why Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos, you cannot embark on a sea journey, because you cannot create a situation in which you will need to be Mechal on Shabbos. That is the interpretation of the Baal HaMor. But most of the Rishonim have different approaches. Would this be a Machlokes? According to the Baal HaMor, you are not allowed to create a situation in which you will need to be Mechal on Shabbos L'tzorech Pikuach Nefesh. One could still argue you're not allowed to create that situation, but that doesn't mean you need to be proactive to prevent it. Maybe Sheval Taisa is more acceptable than Kum Va'aseh. We find another source, similar Machlokes, and that is in Erev in Daf Samech Zayin. So in their days, it was taken for granted that if you don't have hot water to wash the baby after the Mila, the baby's life would be in danger. And that was essential. So the Rishonim deal with the question, hot water was prepared, somebody overturned the bottle, and there is no hot water. The Ramban says, Ein lemitzvus elo mekoimam vishatom. And that's in the Malchamas, the Ramban and Erev in Samach Zayin. Mila b'yom ha'shmini is a chiyuv. Mitzvah says, we go ahead with the Mila. Then we have a pikuach nefesh situation. Then we boil water. And the Baal HaMor says, no. You cannot lechatchila create a situation in which you will need to perform a malacha to prevent pikuach nefesh. Would the Baal HaMor be l'shetusay? Ein mafligin besvena. Because you're getting into a pikuach nefesh situation. You cannot do the Mila because that is creating a situation of Chilul Shabbos. Which of the two is a bigger Chiddush? This and that. Both are big Chiddushim. On one hand, we would say the Baal HaMor regarding Mila is a bigger Chiddush because the Ramban argues it's a mitzvah saseh. It's not a mitzvah saseh to get on a ship ahead of Shabbos. But this is a Chiyuv Gomer, Mila b'yom ha'shmini. And that's the argument of the Ramban. How will we doicha a mitzvah to say the oraisa? After we perform the mila, then it's pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. The Baal HaMor says no. The prohibition of creating a pikuach nefesh matzev is doicha the mitzvah to say of mila. But we could say that is only on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. Because when he does mila, that is Shabbos morning. So Shabbos, you cannot cause Chilul Shabbos. But if it's Erev Shabbos, that might be different. So in each and every of the two sources has a Chiddush of its own. But if it's an Issa Gomer, why only Gimel Yomim? Even if we do say a person has to do what is within his power before Shabbos, should have a limit. How many days before Shabbos? Sheboili Aleket Siman Kuf Yud Aleph accepts the basic interpretation of the Baal HaMor, but he says if Chazal would prohibit all week round, that's a gzeira she'ein ravitz biyachon lamed boy, because you know ships and boats were maybe the most important means of transportation going back 2,000 years. There were no cars, there were no trains. The only way people could get from one place to another is only riding on animals. And animals didn't have the speed, and sometimes the terrain was such animals couldn't cross. So waterways, that was the main means of transportation, commerce, business, even moving from one place to the other. We find many times in Shas, Masim Berengam Liel was a Kenem, Shoyaborim Bisfina. They probably didn't take a cruise just for the fun of it. But they needed to get from one place to the other, and people use ships and boats. So the Baal HaMor says, a general prohibition of getting on a ship on a boat and staying on that boat on Shabbos would be Exer Shein Rovitz Biyachol Lamed Boy. But this proves my Havana and my Mahalach. If it would be an Issa Gova, like the Netziv says, Shomer Es Yom Shabbos L'Katshoy, why would there be a difference, Gimel Yomem Lefnei Shabbos or Shesha Yomem Lefnei Shabbos? To me, it's Rotzon HaTorah. And Rotzon HaTorah has its limitations. Ratzon HaTorah is only when it's obvious, when it's close to Shabbos, when it's associated with Shabbos. But if it's a Ein HaTzibur Yochal Amid Boy, then that overrides the general concept of Ratzon HaTorah. That is what I feel about this. So let's get back to our basic question. Because both of these sources only teach us that according to some Rishonim, it's also to do something on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, which would cause a pekuach nefesh situation to do a malacha. But if we're not causing that situation, do we need to be proactive and avoid it and prevent it, like your lettuce? She might have a baby in Shabbos. Does she need to go out of her way? Yes, so the Sefer Hasidim says she needs to prepare her. Okay. And even that, the Mishnah Berurah writes it, Sera'ui, Oruch HaShulchan, that was the meaning of Hasidim Yan Shemaiser. But she definitely, in my opinion, doesn't need to leave her house because that is a Terech Yaseira. Rotzen HaTorah doesn't go that far, especially if it's a Suffolk. There's an interesting tshuva in Rivash, Simen Dalad. And the Rivash deals with the Muranos, the Inquisition in Spain and in Portugal, because he lived in that time. And the Rivash deals with the question, do they have a din of mumrim? So those that converted to Christianity, in seriousness, they're definitely mumrim. But those that were per se achal shnei asifim, the Rivash says, if they had the opportunity to leave the country and to emigrate, and they didn't do so, they have a din of mumrim, because they should have left the country. Does this prove their life was definitely in danger? Does this prove, but if you could prevent a situation of violating mitzvah satayra, mitzvah bikuach nefesh, you're mechuyev to do so? I think it might be different. Our basic shaila is coincidence. A baby has to be born and it's before Shabbos. But in those tragic days, in that difficult period of our tortured history in Europe, everything was at stake. Your entire Yiddishkeit, the future of your family, the chinuch of your children. So the Rivash feels in those days, those that could leave had to leave. And those that preferred not to leave, knowing that their Yiddishkeit and observance would be seriously diminished, then they're mumrim. Then they have no teretz. But I do not think this proves that if coincidentally there might be a need to do something, yet if Shabbos will prevent Chil Shabbos, because leaving a country with your entire family is more difficult than a yoledes moving in with a parent or a brother that lives next to Shari Tzedek. And if I said that a yoledes is not mechiev to go to that extreme, uprooting your family, going to a distant land. And in those days, it wasn't hopping onto a plane and flying. You know, kol adrocham becheska sakana. They didn't know where they're going. Nobody was waiting for them in France or in Germany or in Holland. But nevertheless, the Rivash says, if they could leave and they didn't do so, then they're mumrim, because everything was at stake. So sometimes the details are important and we cannot always learn and be medame milsa la milsa. Another source, what I think is a very, very strong makar, and that is in Yerdei Shinayin Dalet, Siv Gimel in Ramah. So even a Kohen has a mitzvah to expose himself to Tumas Meis when we're dealing with a Meis mitzvah. And the Ramah says, but if a Kohen could hire another person and save himself from Tumas Meis, is he mechuyev to do so? And the Ramah says, no, he's not mechuyev to do so. Because it's a heter gomer. So he doesn't have to go to the expense and spend money to save himself from Tumas Meis, Tumas Koyanim, when it's a heter gomer. In many areas in Halacha, Tirchi Yaseira and Pseida have the same weight, have the same significance. What we learn from this Ramo is the Kohen could prevent Tumas Meis. He could prevent the Isra of Tumas Kohenim. It'll cost the money. Right now, there is no one else to take care of the Meis, and it's a Meis Mitzvah. But it could go into the Beis Medrash and over $500 for somebody. There's a Meis Mitzvah, and there will be many volunteers. And the Ramo says, it's not Mechuyev to do so. So I think this Ramo would prove if it's a Terchi Yisera, he is also not Mechuyev to do so. So what is our conclusion? Yes, the Magen Avraham and the Chasam Sofer and the Mishnah Berurah write that a person needs to prepare everything out of Shabbos to prevent Chilul Shabbos and Shabbos, even though we're dealing with a Pikuach Nefesh situation. But in my opinion, it's not Shomer HaSyom HaShabbos L'Katshoy. I think the Netziv in three different sources says a Gevaldig Chiddush, but he has no Mekoides, no sources for that Chiddush. To me, Rotzen HaTayr, it's a general mitzvah, and therefore, Hoitzoas Yaseira, so Terchi Yaseira, one is not Mechuyev. But if it does not involve Terchi Yaseira or major expense, then one has to do everything to prevent the need to be Machal Shabbos Letzoyrech, Pikuach Nefesh. Shaila number two, when we're not dealing with Pikuach Nefesh at all, we're dealing with a Shavuos. And it's a Derabonan on Shabbos. And there are different cases in which Chazal were matir a Shavuos. Sakona Sevar, Kavoid HaBrius, Nizkei Rabim. Chazal were matir to put out the Gacheles, which is not a Diuraisa Gacheles Shel Matches, when there's a Chashash of Nizkei Rabim, or Shavuos to Shavuos B'mokei Mitzvah. Are we mechuyev to do everything within our power to prevent a need to be over on an issa derabbanan b'mokem heter? Would that be the equivalent, the same as a malocha dioraisa b'mokem pikuach nefesh? No. I have many sources to prove that we're dealing with a shavuos b'mokem sheyetiru, or a shavuos the shavuos b'mokem sheyetiru. It's a chiyav gomer to do anything we can to prevent that situation. And if one did not prevent it, there would be no heter. If one didn't prevent a pikuach nefesh scenario, kolei alma moedim, but tomorrow, after all, it's pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh doicha kola toira kolo. But in those cases in which Chazal were matar a shavuos, if he could avoid it, and he did not, then he has no heter. Tov Reish Nun Hei, the Magen Avraham says, if a person doesn't have a lulav, then he could send a goy to bring him a lulav from another reshus, if it's only a reshus Arab and the Rabbanan HaKarmelis. Why? Shavuos d'shavuos b'mokei mitzvah. Amir al-Nachri, and it's a Rishus Arab in the Rabbanan. Shavuos d'shavuos b'mokem mitzvah is mutar. But the Magen Avraham clearly says, if he could have achieved and bought that lulav erev Yom Tov and he didn't care to do so, then he has no heter. Then it'll be mevatel mitzvah lulav. So we clearly see in the Magen Avraham, when there were matter, shavuos d'shavuos b'mokem mitzvah, it is only if it was inevitable, if he couldn't prevent it, if he couldn't buy that lulav erev Yom Tov. Shinun Beis, Kvoid HaBrius, is Doicha HaKarmelis. And that is why, if a person is invited to someone else's house, he could take a kisim lachtzitz boi shinov, because it's Kvoid HaBrius. And it's in the Siddur Rabbanan, technically the Rabbanan. But if he's eating in his own home, and he didn't care to buy toothpicks Erev Shabbos, then that heter would not apply. So all these sources prove that Chazal were matter a Shavuos, it is always only in a B'dievet situation when it was not within his power to prepare before Shabbos, not to get into that situation. But if he could avoid it, then Chazal were not matir those shoes. So this is a very fundamental sugya regarding Hilchos Shabbos, and we brought together various sources to clarify this complex sugya. So in last week's parsha, we learned about Yetzias Mitzrayim. This week's parsha, we have Shir HaSayam. And that is the ultimate Shir V'Shevach that we ever offered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as we find in Medrash, Miyoyim Sheberosi Olami, Loi Hoyomi She'omar Lefonai Shira. Hitzalti Yesodem Arishim, he didn't say Shira. I saved Avraham Avinu from Ur Kasdim, he didn't say Shira. I salvaged Yisroch from the Akedah. I saved the anchor from Esav and from Lavan. None of them said Shira. Ad Shebo Yisrael Alayam V'Amru Shira. But all those Gedolei Olam thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Odom Rishon brought a Korban Todah. Avraham Avinu thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Akedas Yitzchak. But none of them said Shira. So obviously Shira is different and it stands apart. What is unique about Shira? Chazal also say in Medrash in this week's parsha, "Miyoyim shenivruhu olam, hoyso akisei, Kodesh Baruch Hu's kisei, kisei akovet keviyochol was misroifev, ad she'omri yisol shir alayam, shenema nochon kisecho me'az me'olamoto, nochon kisecho me'az me'az Yoshia Moshe." So it is only when Bnei Yisrael said Shir Aliyam that Malchus Shemayim was fully established and solidified. Ad she'omri Yisrael Shir Aliyam she'nemar nochon kisecho me'az, which means me'az Yoshia Moshe afarpi she'me'olam oto. And then Medrash number 3, b'shosh she'omri Yisrael Shir Aliyam. Love us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choluk shel teferes shehayu chakukim ba'kol oz shebetoira. Oz yamole schoik pinu, oz yoimro bagoyim, oz yabokar keshachar oirech v'tzitkosach kelapid yiv'ar. What is the significance and the beauty of that? Choluk shel teferes shehayu chakukim ba'kol oz shebetoira. I think Shir HaSayam was different than anything previously said for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two different ways. In its nature and in its scope. Az Yoshe Moshe, Az Yizalosh Anosid. So Chazal say, Mekan Remez Latchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, but Rashi is Mefarash B'Derech Pshat. Az Yoshe Moshe, Olo Belibo Yishi Yosher Shira. Az Yoshio is a Loshanosid. The Pusik should say, as Shar, as Shoru, Moshe Uvene Yisrael. No, before they actually sang this song, they decided to do so, and that is Az Yoshio. And the Maral and Gurari and many others ask, but everything a person does, first he decides and then he executes his decision. Soif Masa B'machshava Techila. That is what sets us apart from other creatures and animals and fish and birds. And so what is unique about Olo Belibo Shiyosho Shiro? And the Maral explains in Gurari, Shiro is different than anything else people do. Shiro comes from the heart, and only from the heart, and from the depth of one's heart. And when a heart overflows with simcha and gratitude, that is when one says Shira. And that is Olo Belibo Shiyoshir Shira. To emphasize and to explain, this Shira comes from the depth of their hearts, of Moshe Rabbeinu and of the entire Klal Yisrael. And that is what is unique about Shira. One davens, one says Hallel, but Shira comes from the depth of one's heart. So there's a Hasidic story I told many times. It is told that when the Tzaddik Rav Uri of Streliszk passed away, Va'ola B'sara Shemaimah, the elders of his Ada went to look for a new Rebbe. Before he passed away, he said, there's a young Tzaddik in the Ukraine who is very, very pure. He didn't say a name. So they took Maklam Vitoramilam after he passed away, and they went to look for that Tzaddik. And from chotzer to chotzer, from city to city, from town to town, me'ir le'ir, me'kfar le'kfar, they've miserated many chatzeres, and they did not feel, this is our home, till they came to Ruzhin. And they spent some time with Rabbi Saul of Ruzhin, and he was a young tzaddik in the Ukraine, and they felt, this is the one. So they came into the Rizhiner, and they told him, we're a group of Hasidim of the late Tzaddik Rav Uri of Streliszk. Our Rebbe passed away, and we would like to be your Hasidim and to be part of your Chotzer. And the Rizhiner looks at them and he says, well, I'll be happy to have you, but there's a great problem. And what is that? So Rav Uri Streliszk and his Hasidim were well known for their gewaldige his palace and chitzonis, when they davened, they used to shout at the top of their lungs and clap their hands and stomp their feet. And in Ruzhin, there was no chitzonis at all. The Rizhiner Rebbe davened to himself, koiloi bal nishma, and that is the way they all davened in Ruzhin. So the Rebbe said, if you want to be part of our chotzer, you need to take upon yourselves minhag hamakom. And you cannot put on a show when you're going to daven here. They said, goes without saying. We're very well aware of that. Was the Rebbe Titi and the Hasidim. You can't do anything different. Okay? First Shabbos they came was Shabbos Shira, Pashas B'Shalach. So Birchas HaShachar went through peacefully. Karbonis, quiet. Psuka de Zimra mit Chesed, when they got to Shira Sayam, all hell broke loose. And they started to scream and shout and clap their hands. After Shachris, they were aware, and they were terribly embarrassed, and they were sure that the Tzaddik would kick them out right after Tzeisa Kechavim. They waited, brokenhearted, till Tzeisa Shabbos, took off their shoes, and went into the Rebbe to ask for Mechila, Slicha, v'Kapura. And the Rizhiner asked them, for what are you asking Mechila? What happened? Well, we promised to behave, and we didn't. We just couldn't. So the Rizhiner told them, you promised nicht zu klatschen, aber wenn die Hände klatschen sich von sich allein, that was not part of, that was not the condition. So sometimes the Rizhiner told us, Streliszki Hasidim, you had no control. Your heart was just overflowing with gratitude and with kervis alekim and with eslahavis. So it's not you. You are not to blame. That is what is unique about Shira. So the Maral says, Olo beliboy shiyoshir Shira. When your heart overflows, you say Shira. And Shira stands apart. It's different than Tfilah and Halal and Shevach and Heidoya and Birchas Shevach and Birchas Heidoya. That is what is special about Shira. So the Ranam Perek Aviv Psochim asks, how do we say Halal Balela Seder? There's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof that Halal, we say, B'yoyim V'loy B'layla. You cannot say Halal B'layla. And the Ran answers, the Halal that we say, B'layla Seder, we don't say B'toyres Halal, but rather B'toyres Shira. But how do we understand this tenets? It's just playing with words. It's the same Pirkei Tehillim. We say nothing different B'leila Seder than we say Shmonis Yemei Chanukah and Shivis Yemei Achad and the first day of Pesach, it's the same Hallel. It's the same Pirkei Tehillim. So what's the difference whether you say it B'Toiras Hallel or B'Toiras Shira? Hallel is Hallel. According to what we just said, of course there's a difference. Because what you say, you could limit in time. Say it B'Yayim, don't say it B'Layla. Aber wenn der Hand klatschen sich von sich allein, and you don't have control, so how could you be dictated when to say Shira? You say Shira when your heart overflows. They said Shira, kisha olo belibom loimar Shira. And therefore this Hallel, which we say b'Torah Shira when we remember Kriyas Yamsuf, and we try to reach those same heights of Avos Avoseinu b'yom ha'mahim b'zman hazeh, they said Shira kisha olo belibom, and we do the same. And that is why this Shira is not limited in time. And this Shira, this Hallel which we say B'Torah Shira, we say at night and morning, not only on day. So B'Kora B'Yameinu, we hope to say Shira again. As the Pusik says, Az Yushir Moshe B'nei Yisrael, Az B'Shaz Tchias HaMesh. As we say B'Leila Seder, V'Noymar Lefonecho Shiro Chadosho, Shiro Chadosho, Shibchi Geulim. When we will reserve it to the Geula Asida, we will once again not only say Hallel, but we'll say Shira. And when they said Shira Sayam, they said Shira Al Shema Osi. And all the Geulas that we will reserve it, B'Meheru V'Yomeinu. And that is why, Love HaShakodesh Baruch Hu Choluk Shol Teferes, Shayu Chavkukim Ba, Kol Oz Shebetoira, Oz Yamor Yischoik Pinu, Az Yomru Begoyim, Az Yaboke Kishachar Oirech. And that is why when we say Shira Siyam every day, we are Messiahim with Psukim of the Navi. Va'olo Mashiach Bahar Tzion, Lishpat Azareza, Va'hoi Sol Hashem Amalucho, V'yamoy Sa Moshiach, V'hoi Hashem Lamelech, V'yoy Mahu Yihye, Hashem Echod, U'shmoy Echod, B'mheiro V'yomeinu. Amen.
Yeah, come on.